This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, he's back. He's back on radio. Where's he been? Where have you been hiding, RSB? I haven't been hiding. We've been blasting out through Natural News Radio midweek, and we're back on GCN for our anchor radio broadcast to kick off the week, if my voice holds up. And we've got a great lineup today because you, me, Super D are here. You, that means you listening and watching out there. And, of course, Michelle Cotterman, Health Freedom Ohio, is joining us. I say, of course, because, hey, I could just leave the show to her. She's that good. We're going to talk serious health freedom issues today, as always. And, you know, for those of you who are lost without me on GCN, it's okay. We've got different ways to get the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to you. And I will say for all my radio affiliates, grateful for you being here. You can, there are ways to pick us up during the week as well still, but reach out through robertscottbell.com. You can reach out to Super Don. He'll get you there. Super D, how's your voice hanging? Better than mine, probably.
Mm-hmm. Hanging, yeah. My voice is hanging, man. It's hanging. Doing all right. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. And I guess this is still officially... Are we still calling this the first day of our broadcast week?
It is.
Sunday, I guess we are, right?
Yeah. It is the first day of the broadcast week. So that doesn't change. Folks, I'll just give you a little bit of backstory here. You know, I started in broadcast radio in 1999 in Atlanta. Eventually got a couple of stations syndicated, and then eventually went to the first major syndicator, TRN, years ago, then switched over through Ted Anderson and GCN. And then we went 6 days a week instead of just one day a week eventually because Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, started Natural News Radio and then Talk Network, and that was overwhelming. And, we're back on Natural News Radio Monday through Friday and here on GCN, home and broadcast radio syndication on Sunday. So that's the quick version. If you're not sure how to find us, just go to robertscottbell.com. Easiest way to go. And you can watch us, you can listen to us, you can catch the archives. And I'll tell you what, last week, here's an example of, you know, y'all think I'm Superman or something, right? He never gets sick, he never misses any time. I had a feeling that this past week would be very stressful because we were changing formats, changing delivery. A lot of the things that we would rely upon our humble and lovable board op, like John at GCN today, I had to take on, and then some, calling video shots, picture-in-picture stuff, making sure all the levels are back in, making sure I had the streaming technology to get out there. I mean, it was just insane all week. And by Friday, I think we were hitting on all cylinders. But still, it was one of those things where you're doing what others, and including myself, would think, that's not a good idea. Maybe it's even impossible. And so it was taking a toll on me in terms of weakening. You know, I've talked about stress as a primary culprit in demineralizing. Now, obviously, I take 100% whole food nutrient supplements. I think I ran out of beta-glucan this week. Good timing on that. And last night, my daughter has been having a scratchy throat, sore throat. And lo and behold, I woke up in the middle of the night, and you know, my throat's kind of achy, if you will. So this was even after doing J.B. Wells' show last night, so I didn't have technically a day off of radio or broadcast. And I want to thank J.B. Wells for having me back on. We talked about the vaccine issue. and, you know, its communistic tendencies or starting points. And so here I am, Super D. I'm going, I don't know if my voice is going to last today. It sounds okay now, but I'm like, you know, you struggle through it, you push, and I'm thinking, have you read all the stories today? Because if so, I might just kind of kick back and let you go from here.
Yeah, well, I did read some of the stories. I'm not going to pull a Batar, or actually, you know what? Give Batar a hard time. Ty kind of falls in the same category. Those guys are so busy that, you know, they sometimes don't read the stories. But I kind of have to read the stories because, you know, I mean, I it would be kind of messed up for me to say, hey, Robert, let's talk about these things today and then have no idea what it is we're talking about. So
no, that's usually my job.
I do. And listen, in our two. Yes. I've been chatting with our friend Michelle Connerman from Health Freedom Ohio, and she's actually going to come in probably like on segment two, in hour two to come to your rescue as well. So we're going to be okay. We're going to be
all
right.
You know, how many times over the years do you remember, and we've been doing this together for a lot of years, that I've had to call in on injured reserve, right, in some way, shape, or form. I mean, even when I broke the hand in my bone, I think I didn't miss a broadcast. In fact, I did a live
broadcast.
You broke
the hand in your bone?
Is that what it's called, the bone in my hand? You see, I'm already telling you, this could be a very scary show. Do not pay attention to anything I'm saying, or if I say something, don't necessarily follow it to a T today. Question everything I tell you today, because I could be a little bit off. But anyway, we'll have a good time anyway. The message of health, freedom, and healing liberty is on, and you can follow the bouncing ball through robertscottbell.com. Show notes are there, just the front page of the website, and you just scroll down, look through it, and you'll see what we're covering today, including our first thing. I'm not a big Instagram guy. And yet that's a big form of social media for a lot of young folks. And I think even Dr. Batar does it. But they're apparently blocking anti-vaccine hashtags amid misinformation crackdown. So what if you hashtag vaccine, right? Just the word. Is it automatically assumed to be anti-vaccine, just the mere use of the term? Are they just like, no discussion whatsoever on the vaccine issue? We got to shut this thing down. Super D, do you have a handle on what it is that they're actually banning there at Instagram?
I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of an old fart when it comes to social media. And so it's like Instagram is just not what... You know, listen, we're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We do have, I think, an Instagram.
We do.
And then the reason why we have it is because of our millennial assistant producer that was with us for a while.
Captain
set
Morgan.
Us up on Captain Morgan. And I think we're on Pinterest. But I don't follow those as well. But look, they're doing the same thing that the other social media platforms are all doing. They're all jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, we have to be a part of this. And I think it's almost turned into a competition thing with these guys.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, wait a minute, they're doing it. So if we don't do it, then it's going to make us look like we are against vaccines. So we have to do it too. Right? Which is silly.
Yeah. Man, censorship, right? Y'all, I can't believe we're talking censorship. I've talked about
it's a weird world, man.
My history on the issue of censorship. You know, growing up in more of a liberal Jewish family, although my dad, I remember years ago, rest his soul, he got into Rush Limbaugh years ago. He was like, first turned me on to talk radio. I'm like, who is this Rush Limbaugh guy? That sounds pretty scary stuff, because he was conservative, and every kid is a liberal, right? You know, you start that way. And then, you know, you engage it. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's all of that. And back in the day, though, when you heard, like, liberal talk radio, it was always about, well, how dangerous the moral majority is, how dangerous the Christian right are, the religious people, they want to censor you. And you know, it's like, okay, that's kind of the thought form that was dominating media at the time. And, you know, come to find out now here we're in the 21st century, and you don't see conservatives calling for banning and censorship. We're hearing it from the religious left. And it's on this particular issue because their sacrament, their church of pharmaceutical mysticism, is vaccines, vaccinology. And so we're dealing with the left. And RFK Jr. calls out his fellow lefties on this. He's like, dude, you're stopping criticism of a pharmaceutical product that has no liability. How insane is that? And you've got this doofus Adam Schiff, representative from California. Instagram's now saying they are taking short-term measures I don't know what that means. That includes blocking hashtags associated with, quote-unquote, known health-related misinformation, including vaccines cause autism, vaccines are poison, vaccines cause SIDS, I think. Is that right? It's IDS.
I think there's a typo
SIDS.
There.
Yeah, I think it's a typo. Yeah.
What's an ID? IDS?
Yeah, IDS. I think it's SIDS. So What is wrong with this picture? You know that science can ponder, can hypothesize, can speculate, and if there is peer-reviewed literature, which there is, that indicates that what's in a vaccine can create encephalopathy, brain inflammation, is that disputable? No. Is it disputable that millions to billions now have been paid out to families of vaccine injured or even killed children, including these symptoms, including autism? No, it's not debatable. It's not disputable. So how is this known health-related misinformation? The irony is that those who censor you or those who are calling for censorship are the purveyors of health misinformation. Isn't that interesting? And they don't want to stop there because there are, but let's just say we're not funded by anything near the billions of Big Pharma. You know, we're the shoestring radio guys. We get by the support for those companies that do support this message. We want you to say thank you to them. If you're not sure who they are, listen to the commercials or go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see banners. You'll see all kinds of links. So they don't want us to be able to raise any money for anything. GoFundMe has now banned what they call anti-vaxxers who raise money to spread, as they say, misinformation. And they went after our friend Larry Cook. They say $170,000 has been raised for anti-science messages. Really? The only anti-science message is coming from those who are calling for censorship of ideas that do not jibe with your religious beliefs. Not scientific beliefs, but religious beliefs. And think about 170 grand spread out over how many people that have said, hey, can you help me out here? I've got this project I've got, or, hey, we've got medical bills we can't, 170 grand. How many billions, tens of billions and hundreds of billions does Big Pharma have to dominate the government, federal agencies, the oligarchy, as Jonathan Emore calls it, and in addition to that, the media that it buys simply because the vast majority of commercials on certainly the 24-hour news networks and evening news dominated by pharmaceutical messages. And they can't bite the hand that feeds them here. They're not feeding us, so we will chomp away. I don't know if I'm hungry yet. I haven't eaten anything. I have to think about that now. Y'all stick around. We got to take a break here on radio. Go to robertscottbell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Questions of the day coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it on radio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. It's Sit Down Radio. It's been quite a week. Our new adventure in broadcasting through Natural News Radio Monday through Friday. Many video formats. A WBN, World Broadcasting Network, has picked up the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, in addition to UK Health Radio and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud. So there's just more places than ever, you know. So we haven't gone away. I know some people are freaking out. It's like, where are you? I didn't hear you on GCN this week. Well, we're still here.
We did get a few of those comments through the website, and so we were trying our best to make it as easy for you to follow us and to see us and listen to us as usual. And all of that can take place if you have any questions at robertscottbell.com.
Yeah, speaking of questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got questions. We got questions. Hopefully I got answers. This one's coming from our dear friend, Ula. Hi, Ula. How are you? Love to your whole family, by the way. You guys
now, is
are
it possible this could be a different Ula? Could there be more than one Ula?
No. No, I don't think
so. No? Okay, just one. All right.
Nobody names their kid Ula. Who do you, what do you kidding? Anyway, sorry, Ula. Just teasing. We love you, you know. Hi, Robert. My 8-year-old daughter was diagnosed with poor vision. One eye basically legally blind, 20/200. Hello, welcome to the club. Here I am. And the other eye, 20/50. Are there any supplements you could think of that might help her? Do you think spraying silver in her eyes is a good idea? I know it helps with pink eye and infections. Any feedback will be greatly appreciated. Peace. All right. Listen, I think that the number one reason that vision problems manifest is not genetic. It's epigenetic. right? Environment. Now, stress, even emotional stress, can be enough in childhood to create vision problems. Of course, there's more than that now with the environmental degradation we are all experiencing, or even more so if you inject that environmental degradation in via a syringe. That's a vaccine. All of these things play a role in the development of vision or the loss of it. So if you can rule out physiological toxins like mercury, anything that impacts the nervous system negatively, and of course the displacement of the minerals, then you look to emotional issues. And you got to, you know, sometimes you got to dig deep because it's perception, and perception becomes reality. You know, you could raise your kids lovingly. You know, everything is about love in your family. And there's a perception that that child, that soul, comes in with that we're not aware of, that looks at the world and that may have been traumatized by something that has occurred, even one doctor visit, whether there was a vaccine or not. And that can set the stage for a lot of unknown manifestations, including vision corruption, so to speak. So correcting it, you know, the Health Ranger store. You go to healthrangerstore.com/RSB. There are discounts for you. And did you see those? You've asked me about this week, Super D. The pinhole glasses, have you seen those? They're like black with pinholes in them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's something that's being advertised, I think, on the front page when you go there now.
Yeah, this is the lazy man's way of doing the Bates method, in a sense. Those of you who want to research the Bates method, there's a way to exercise your eyes that people that have great discipline in that regard have regained their vision, have improved their vision, and got rid of their glasses. I'll be honest, I'm disciplined about some things. I'm like, you know what? I've worn glasses almost my whole life. I'm used to it. I'm just not going to. That's not where I want to focus my energy and efforts. Okay? But those of you who want to, there are ways to correct vision as well. Well, as long as you take care of any neurological issues, you know, toxicological issues. Again, the displacement of selenium, I would, in your daughter's case, Ula, increase the selenium at least 200 micrograms. I know she's 8, but the whole food form, you can do that. You can even do more. There are herbs that Dr. Christopher's has for the eyes, formulas. There are eye formulas that can be given as well. Yes, you can put silver in the eyes. We've done that here. I spray a drop in the eyes. It's more for infection and localized inflammation. So if there is an ongoing issue with that, you can do a drop or two once or twice or three times a day on an ongoing basis into the eyes of the silver hydrosol. But I think that from a practice perspective, unless your child is willing to do the experiments with the Bates method, discipline in an incredible way, get some of those pinhole glasses and have her wear that every day for a period of time. There are instructions on how to do that. And you can strengthen the eyes. And then, again, learn relaxation. It's about relaxing the eyes, right? It's the strain that causes, you know, due to emotional issues or other things. But increase the selenium, and there are homeopathic remedies too for the eyes as well. I don't have time to go into them. That's the radio thing. We got a break again. We got the long form happening Monday through Friday, Super D. I'm getting used to that. Now I got to take a break. We got more questions of the day to go. Don't go anywhere. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats aren't ruling out calling special counsel Robert Mueller and others to testify on the just-completed report on possible Trump campaign links to Russia. On Fox News Sunday, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Doug Collins, calls that a waste of time.
When it comes back not what they want, now they've decided that they can just try to go around it and draw implications so that others can doubt it. That's just wrong.
The release of Barr's summary of the report's main conclusions is expected sometime today. Gun rights advocates showed up in Oregon's state capitol yesterday to show opposition to gun legislation that's been introduced in the legislature. And on the other side, there were supporters of the measures, including Penny Okamoto of Ceasefire Oregon.
There are a lot of gun violence prevention bills that were introduced in Oregon this year. That really speaks to how much the public and the legislators really want to do something to reduce gun violence in Oregon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
So we're getting interesting direction from our audience talking about what you should do on your show. I just talked about eye health. I did spray some silver in my eyes on the break just for fun because somebody said I look sleepy. Listen, I was up late last night doing J.B. Wells' Arc Midnight show. What do you want? Plus 5 days previous of the new RSB show 2.0. And shout out to my good buddy Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, who without which we could not have done what we did last week. Every day got better and better and better. And it's a lot of technology. It's a lot of things happening simultaneously. And so I cannot take ayahuasca on the air while we're on the air. That's just not going to happen. besides the fact that people do it, they end up vomiting, and that would be not pretty. And you think about cutting it out of the video stream. Well, we do this live for the most part, so I'm not sure how that would work. There's just too much going on. But thanks for your suggestion. If somebody wants to volunteer, you can make a YouTube video of you on ayahuasca, and then we'll reference it. We'll say, you want to watch that? Go get them. Go get them. Anyway, we're talking about Ula's daughter, 8 years old, vision issues, like going myopic, like I did. Myopia. There's hyperopia, myopia. The issue of emotions, again, we don't talk about it perhaps as much as we could or should, but we don't neglect it. We know that emotions are a basis for which a lot of things manifest in the physical body. This week has been an emotionally stressful week for me. Because we transitioned the way we deliver our weekday show, and it involved me taking on about every task that I would want either Super Don to do or John on the board at GCN does, and then do a show as well. And my concern is that this past week, you've seen the serious Robert Scott Bell. Hey, where's that silly, light and happy and goofy, happy-go-lucky guy? I'm like, I'm still in here, but there hadn't been a lot of room for that other guy to come out, right? Just focusing, laser-sharp focus. Oh, my gosh, I got to hit that shot. I got to make sure this audio's in there. And so I recognize in myself, it's like, you know what? I want to be bouncy and silly, like normal. And it might take a little bit for it to fully come back out. So I would say thank you to all of our longtime loyal listeners and viewers that I know you'll ride with me. The other new people are like, well, this guy's way too serious for me. I don't think I like this show. It'll be okay. Just bear with me. I'll be back soon, Super Don, I promise. I think.
Yes. Listen, this is the first week. You know, definitely had some growing pains going on, but by the end of the week, you pretty much nailed it. So I'm just completely in awe at how things ended up this last week. And, you know, for those of you that are on radio that like this show and are fans, you know, don't miss out on the Monday through Friday because it is different,
yeah,
but the same.
Yeah.
You know, we're still talking about the same kind of stuff, but we also are able to spend a lot more time going, you know, digging really deep into a lot of these issues. And, you know, listen, on the radio show, usually when we had a guest on, it was usually for a couple of segments. So, you know, you'd get like 20 minutes, you know, of listening to a guest. And now we're able to really sit down and have these in-depth discussions with these guests for a full hour.
Right.
So, yeah, come check us out Monday through Friday over at robertscottbell.com. You will not be disappointed.
Naturalnewsradio.com as well. And we had, let's see, who did we have on Friday? Oh, Casey Krejci from Living Fuel. It was a great discussion with Casey. And then Not a Doc, Chris Barr, who y'all are familiar with here on this show. And we had a fun time with him. That was the only hiccup on Friday's show. We had when we started with him, the audio was kind of crackly, and it was like it threw me off a bit.
A little bit, yeah. But dude, we got to see Chris Barr. I mean, you know, he's been a voice on this show for many years, and we actually got to see him. And he even started off the show wearing a mask from the movie Saw, if you're familiar with the movie. So it's like, you know, we said, here's Chris Barr, and suddenly there's this guy with a mask on. So
that was
we're having a good time.
And he's wearing his hemp clothing. His wife, I told his wife, I said, you better make sure he's wearing clothing. Anyway, inside jokes, those of you know the show. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. On the issue of emotions, because as I said, you know, my sister, 2 years younger than me, we're in the same family, same mom, same dad, and emotionally, we're just radically different, right? Same parents. Now, we've got people from all backgrounds, religious beliefs and everything, and I welcome everybody here. As long as you have that love of God, love of life, you live to serve others, and you like helping folks out. I mean, you're here to get help too. I get that. I received help from Michael Bolden to get this launch of the new show, the RSB Show 2.0. But the idea of helping others is a nice thing, but many of us had to come through a lot of challenges to get to the point where we could help anybody else. And recognition of life beyond this physical body is controversial for some because people hold and cling to their dogma. And, you know, I'm getting comments on here about life before life, right? This idea. There have been books we've referenced on life between lives. Journey of Souls, I think it is an interesting article. Book about one psychologist. I don't remember his name. It's Michael Newton. I do remember Newton. And he wrote about the experiences when he was doing these regressions, and he found these soul groups that were together between lifetimes. Now, not everybody believes in life before life and life after life. I get that. I'm not here to try and convince you of this. But if you go back historically, you'll look at how councils get together and they vote on dogma. Let's eliminate reincarnation in Christianity because it means people, you know, I'm saying just look at history. Make up your own minds about it. But you know that kids come in. They're not a blank slate. It's not tabula rasa. They've got experiences they're bringing in, whether you believe it's from a previous life in a physical body that's different, or just life in the heavenly realm before you come here in the physical. However you perceive it, it's not for me to try to convince you. That's not my point in saying so. But the acknowledgement is that we bring experiences in with us. Nobody's coming in the same as anybody else, even though I would argue that in God's eyes, soul equals soul. Not one that's better or worse. But we all come in with different experiences, strengths, weaknesses, maybe some would say karmic burdens or debts that we have to repay. That's fair. And I think, you know, as we're doing our weekday show, if y'all want me to go further into those discussions or if that offends you, and I won't, I don't know. I'm open to it because we're doing long-form interviews now, so we could get some really controversial cats on the air and do some really cool interviews. I'm fascinated by all of these things. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to the second question of the day. This is coming from Helen. She says, "Hi, I'm looking for a protocol for treating shingles. What can be done? Also, any protocol to prevent shingles? Thanks." And that's from Helen. All right, Helen. And this is not like the first time I've addressed this. And Super Don, isn't this something you sort of know some of the things? Not because you've had shingles, but, you know, cold sores, right? And yes. What to do. Because, you know, any of the herpetic viruses that are ubiquitous to the human genome, animals too, mm-hmm. in many cases, can manifest if you're deficient in certain things, if you've been under stress, and there are certain things that can stop viral replication on contact. So I'm going to let you answer this partially, and I'll fill in the blanks.
Hi-ho, silver! Away! Yes. Hmm.
That's it? That's all you got? Hi-ho, silver, away?
I got the point across. Yeah.
I'm holding up some silver hydrosol, okay? Bioactive form of silver is the ion. And the ion carries an electrical charge. When it interacts directly with a virus, it can bind and denature the protein code of that virus. It can penetrate into that virus and bind to the DNA of that virus has stolen from you, your cells. Or RNA, if it's an RNA virus. So in the case of herpetic viruses, largely DNA, and boom, done. Stopping viral replication on contact. So local application in the area of shingles, there's a topical gel you can use is great. But what about the metabolic systemic issue? That, for me, number one on the list is a deficiency of something I already mentioned, selenium. The most critically important of all, even though I can't say that others are not important too, but in terms of keeping viral issues at bay, selenium number one on my list. So let me think about what I'm doing. I woke up in the middle of the night with a sore throat, and I started taking, I think I took 150 micrograms of selenium right then and there. I've been taking silver. I took another 150 micrograms this morning before the show. In fact, on the next break, if I have time, I'm going to run out and take another 150 micrograms of selenium. Because selenium at microgram dosages is more powerful and more efficient than vitamin C in gram dosages. And most vitamin C is not really what vitamin C is in nature anyway. I know a lot of people say, take a lot of vitamin C and lysine, right? That's fine. You want to do lysine. But selenium, much more, pound per pound, microgram for microgram, it's not even a close contest. So if you want to keep shingles at bay, keep adequate levels of selenium in your system. If you've been stressed out, it's going to deplete selenium and other minerals as well, making you more viable for the reactivation of the latent or dormant herpetic viruses, in this case the zoster varicella virus, which, by the way, kids who had chicken pox are less likely, real chicken pox, to suffer from shingles later in life. Kids who get the chicken pox vaccine with the shingles shots are way more likely, kids and adults, to get shingles, interestingly enough. And by the way, you know, for those of you, I've seen critique of people who are going, you know what, we're going to have chicken pox parties and measles parties, how dare you? Did you know that the United Kingdom, we're heard in the United Kingdom, does not recommend the chickenpox shot? It's not on their list. So the entire government of the United Kingdom is clearly anti-vaccine, Super Don. Somebody's got to do something about it. Somebody should invade England.
Yes. Facebook should ban the UK, right? Yes, because they are spreading misinformation. Because you got to get your chickenpox shot. Come on, what's wrong with you guys?
We are moving too fast here, my friend. Can you quickly read this next question of the day for me? From Mark.
Wow, it's a long one, but I'll give it a shot here. It says, hi there, this is from Mark. I enjoy the show, but can only listen while I work because I'm rather busy through a chiropractic school, plus I have a family. So my question is, I would like to incorporate homeopathy into my eventual practice. I've studied a lot of other topics, but haven't really researched this yet. What resources would you highly recommend that I would start with, that are any particular companies that you recommend? I currently have accounts with a few companies that carry homeopathic products and one company that I believe only produces homeopathic products. He's also curious if you can recommend any companies that produce remedies for those dreaded diseases that are most commonly vaccinated for now. And lastly, he wants to, what should he look for in a product when trying to fight infections such as strep or chronic infections like Epstein-Barr?
Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And we're up against the break, so we won't be able to
answer
that.
We'll do it on the break. Let's answer it on the break. How's that sound?
Really? You want to screw everybody on radio and they don't get to hear the answer? That's not very nice, Super Don.
All right, fine.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk about it a little bit on the break, but also when we come back a little bit, too. Mark, thank you for the question. Bear with us. That's called a cliffhanger in radio. We don't have as many of them during the week anymore because I can just take the time and answer it at my leisure. If my voice holds, you're going to get an answer after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I just kissed my daughter on her forehead. I should blame her. She had the sore throat first. Get out of here, kid. You're bothering me. Now I have it. Thanks a lot. And, again, it was a stressful week last week. We launched our RSB Show 2.0. Very, very well overall, I have to say. I can't gripe, bitch, moan, and complain about it at all, other than, hey, it took a lot out of me. Just emotionally, the focus, mentally, all of that. And it made... I kind of felt it, and I didn't take enough selenium getting in through the week. So I thought about it, and, you know, there's just so much going on. So I'm taking a lot right now to get through the day here. And there's some upcoming events you should know about. NoCo Hemp Expo is coming up Denver this coming Friday and Saturday, Super Don. I can't believe that's coming up so soon. So we'll be live on Friday on the new show, and I'll be pre-recording for next week's show at NoCo Hemp Expo, because I'll be traveling when we'd normally be live on that day. So that's what's coming up. Now, Super Don read a question of the day from Mark, and it surrounded homeopathic practice, because he's in chiropractic school, Mark is. I'm glad of that. I hope you're in one of the schools that doesn't require vaccination. Homeopathy, like, I was just smiled upon. I was blessed, because I prayed sincerely to God, please help me to heal. And rather than a healing, I was sent a healer to teach me how to heal myself and many others. That's why I do what I do on radio and elsewhere. So to learn homeopathy like we learned all master, you know, to master subjects or things, master craftsmen. It was a master-apprentice relationship. Now, there are ways to take homeopathic courses online. There are online courses, like the British Institute of Homeopathy. There's homeopathy embedded into a number of the courses that we teach over at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And I would urge you to at least start there, because there's some basics you can learn. But I will also say your focus is on chiropractic right now. You can't go too wide and crazy on learning new things. You got to focus on getting through that schooling, and then you could begin to integrate homeopathy. Now, my good friend Dr. Frank King from King Bio, or Dr. King's, he has formulations based on, you know, again, clinical experience. This is what I've done as well. Put my clinical experience into play to formulate. So you have not just one remedy at a time; you have multiple remedies at a time. Why? Because in chronic diseases, you've got multiple systems that are integrated that have disintegrated, so to speak, due to toxicity, deficiency, etc. So it's more comprehensive. the French school of drainage. I don't know that every school teaches that. Drainage is drainage. It's the liver focus. It's the focus on detoxifying the body with homeopathic remedies. And that's something that, you know, you might have to read books on. Or find the companies that sounds like Merck you already have access to that have comprehensive complexes. Put them to the test. See how they do. Now, you're asking about strep or staph infections. I'm seeing chronic infections like Epstein-Barr. I've mentioned some key remedies that are always viable for infections, like staph infections, pus-like protrusions, if you will. You have heparsulfur calcarium. I got to spray some more silver in my throat here, Super D. Hear that? When you have a systemic infection that results in fever, and fever is good, don't be afraid of fever, homeopathic phosphorus. But there's a lot more to it than that. And it also is it's utilized in conjunction with drainage remedies. I always start, if I use a single remedy, with a dose of Bryonia alba for the liver. Now, Bryonia, you'll read about, you're like, wait, that's for the lungs, that's for a cough. Well, it's beneficial for the lungs because it's beneficial for the liver. So if you're looking at homeopathy, there's single remedies, there's acute response, and some of those remedies I list in Unlock the Power to Heal. But when you go to complexes, it could take you decades, and you still have more to learn. So find a company like Dr. King, as he's bringing more out, or others that you work with, that have formulas that work for you, that are comprehensive, that take into consideration the environmental issues we're dealing with, the toxicological burdens we're dealing with, to address the elimination organs, the organs of elimination efficiently, along with specific remedies that might address chronic EBV, right? The Epstein-Barr infection, they call it. It's a chronic viral manifestation. Is it the cause? I don't think so. It's the result of all the other things that preceded it. So, clearing the terrain, we go back to Antoine Béchamp, and this is homeopathy in alignment with the law of the terrain. Not just a symptom tells me what remedy to pick, but I know that that symptom in a chronic sense is due to toxicological burdens, deficiencies in organs and systems, and we could address it that way. So, I don't have a definitive answer for you, but maybe I can write some curricula for Trinity School of Natural Health moving forward, because I love the people, Julie Whitman Klein, good hearts, doing amazing things to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Hour two, Michelle Cotterman, Health Freedom Ohio, more vaccine discussion, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.